Please rise. The text for this morning's sermon is a portion of the epistle lesson, as you have heard read from 2 Timothy, the second chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. These are the words of our Lord given under the theme this morning, Remember Jesus Christ. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, remembering a loved one often brings a sense of love and fondness, even in the midst of our tears of loneliness and of truly missing them. A teenager who remembers their parents' instructions and is home before curfew shows their love for their parents by not causing worry and despair. Remembering is urged for us today. We who believe in and love our Lord Jesus Christ cannot and must not forget him. So you're encouraged this morning, my dear brother and sister, to remember Jesus Christ. And we are to remember Jesus Christ by serving him. And Paul gives us an example this morning here in his epistle, his second letter to a young pastor by the name of Timothy. Paul reminds Timothy, and he reminds us also, that Jesus is raised from the dead. This points clearly to our Lord's divinity. And then Paul reminds us and Timothy that Jesus is descended from David. He is of the line of David, which proves his humanity. It's interesting that you heard in the Old Testament lesson this morning of a man and woman who came from the tribe of Judah, which is of the line of David. This is the line of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, Matthew has this very good habit of constantly calling Jesus the Son of David. His humanity, born of a virgin, born of the line of David. Both of these are gospel truths, that Jesus is divine and that Jesus is man. He is the God-man. And these two truths can never, ever be separated. Since Jesus is God and man, his death for you and for me has infinite value. It has, dear one, eternal value for all of us, even for the whole world. Since Jesus is man, he rightfully became our substitute. Jesus became our atoning sacrifice. It is because Jesus and only Jesus is willing to go here that you did not have to hang here. But rather, he took your sin and my sin and nailed them to a bloody cross so that he might give to us freely his righteousness, the forgiveness of all your sins. This is Paul's example. But Paul also gives us another very valuable example, and that is suffering for the gospel. We know that Paul served and we know that Paul suffered so that the gospel of Jesus Christ might be proclaimed in all these Gentile nations of which he was sent to proclaim this message. He proclaimed this message, my dear brothers and sisters, so that many would hear and that they would take that word to heart and that they repent, that they would repent of their sins and believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that he is the only way to the Father who is in heaven. That Jesus is the only way that you and I and they might be saved. Paul served fully. Yes, he served fully, even to the point of being imprisoned, of being stoned, of being shipwrecked, and finally being murdered in Rome. Paul suffered for his faith. Paul died for his faith. Yet Paul was not discouraged. Never was he discouraged, since he was encouraged by the gospel of Jesus Christ, of which he faithfully proclaimed. Why did he do this? Why did Paul receive this encouragement, and how did he use it? Well, we know that he was encouraged by his Lord Jesus Christ. It was the Lord's encouragement that moved him to do this great work. Whatever is lost for Jesus' sake, Paul would say, is for gain, and even more, as we will look at in verses 11 and 12 this morning. And as you look at those verses, these verses are very poetic, and they are very much the truth. We have died with him, therefore we will also live with him. Died with him. How have you died with Jesus? It wasn't here, but it was. But it was also right over there. There at the font, dear one, you were put to death by the waters of holy baptism. And you were put to death in his death here at the cross. And then you were raised to newness of life. This is by God's power, not by man's power, not by the power of the one being baptized, but solely by God's power, put to death, raised to newness of life. This is the importance of your baptism, of which you must never, ever forget. So much so that you should rise in the morning, make the sign of the cross, and say out loud, Lord, thank you for baptizing me, for coming to me, and therefore I can loudly proclaim, I am your baptized child. And Satan will flee from you, for he cannot stand this. Your sin is forgiven. If we endure, we will also reign with him. We are to endure. And then as we endure, one day we will reign. Royal priesthood. This is royal priesthood language. Jesus is telling us, not only here, but he has told us in the book of Hebrews, and he has told us in the gospel, that as we stand firm in this world, knowing that he has overcome this world for us, that one day we will stand before him, and he will place onto our heads a crown of life. As a matter of fact, he also tells us in the book of Revelation, do not fear what you are about to suffer. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. And Jesus also added, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. This is his promise. And we know that our Lord will keep his promise. Therefore, we do live with him. We are living with him now. We are alive in our baptism, and then since we are alive in our baptism, we will also endure. And finally, we will reign as a co-ruler with him in heaven. Not just a subject, not just a member of his kingdom, but a co-ruler with him. Thanks be to Jesus. And then comes the stark law. You know, when you have gospel, you have to have law. For the law shows us that we cannot save ourselves. The mirror of the law shows us our sins. It humbles us if we deny him. He will also deny us. You know, the word deny here in the English doesn't quite grasp the Greek word that is actually used. There's a better word that I could use that would make more sense to you. Repudiate. If we repudiate him, he will also repudiate us. What's this repudiation? It's rank unbelief. If we say that Jesus is not God, one day we will stand before him and he will repudiate you, for he has proven that he is God. And then you will hear the most horrible words that any human being could hear: depart from me. Jesus himself tells us, whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Stark words, truthful words. Repent, dear one. Repent. If you have denied Jesus, repent of your sin and believe that by his blood your sin is washed away and you will be forgiven. But if you continue to live in the repudiation of your Lord, the day will come when your Lord will repudiate you and cast you from his presence for all eternity. Finally, we hear that Jesus is faithful. Jesus is the faithful one. And since Jesus is the faithful one, he gives to you his Holy Spirit, who leads you, by the way, to remain faithful. This is what he's doing here today. It is by the power of the Spirit that you are here, and he has led you here so that you will hear the word. And in hearing the word, the preached word, you will hear that you are a sinner and that in your sins you cannot save yourself, but that you are also his forgiven child. And because of what he has done for you, heaven is yours. Not by what you have done, but by what he has done and continues to do. In prayer, the Holy Spirit leads you to pray. In remembering your baptism, it is the Holy Spirit who leads you to do this. And also the Holy Spirit will lead many here this morning, here to this altar, here before the chancel, to receive the holy meal, the Lord's body and blood. Jesus is faithful, dear ones. Jesus is present. This is his promise, that where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. He is here, and he is always present when you call upon his name. And what does he serve you? Body and blood, for the forgiveness of your sins, for the strengthening of your faith, and to life and salvation. He does not leave you as an orphan in this world. He comes to you. He nourishes you. He gives you all good things because he is your good shepherd. And since he is your good shepherd, he will lead you into his kingdom. Follow him. Hear his voice. Know his voice. Remember Jesus, and you will live. Yes, as we remember our faithful and our loving Savior, we must always remember that he is faithful. Jesus will never let you down. Yes, the world will let you down. Even your husband will let you down, wives, and wives even. Yes, husbands, well, your wives will let you down. Children will let us down. Our neighbors will let us down. Even your pastor will let you down at times, because we are all sinners. And because we are our sinners, we are not holy in and of ourselves, but we are made holy by the one who is faithful. And in his faithfulness, we have the forgiveness of sins. He will be faithful in keeping his promises. You remember the great promise that he has made to all of us, even those who have fallen asleep in the faith. He has made a glorious promise. A glorious resurrection is to come, and there is eternal life that is to come. Remember his words. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin. And the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is faithful. And you will see this on the great last day as this corruptible body is raised to incorruption, as this mortal body is raised to immortality. The truth of these words will be evident for all to see and to hear. Remember Jesus Christ. As he comes to you today, dear one, as he comes to serve you, he reassures you today that he is always with you. He will never leave or forsake you. He reminds you today that he has died for you. He reminds you that he is here to serve you and to announce to you the forgiveness of all your sins. Thanks be to Jesus. And in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.